Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son. Because of your love for us, you sent your only begotten Son into this world so that we might live through him. It was because of your love for us that you chose us before the dawn of the first day. Through your divine power, you protected us as unbelievers, and by your love, we are justified. Through the intercession of your Son, we are being sanctified, and through his death and resurrection, we will be glorified. We love because you loved us first. We know your love because you placed the testimony of your Son within us. Again, thank you for the gift of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen. So why do we participate in communion? Jesus said in 1 Corinthians 11, "This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." We participate to remember Jesus. We participate to remember his sacrifice for our sins. Turn with me to 1 John chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. 1 John chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. Let's read together. "If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son. The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." These passages are about the testimony of God concerning his Son, and that all who believe in God's testimony will have eternal life. All testimony of Jesus is from God. God's testimony of Jesus is about all that Jesus is and all that he has done. The one who believes in God's Son has the testimony of God within him. And as a believer, God's testimony of his Son becomes a part of you. It is your testimony. As a believer, your testimony of Jesus' intervention into your life is, in essence, God's testimony of his Son placed in you. A believer's testimony is this: God gave you the faith to believe in Jesus Christ, his life, his death, and resurrection. God allowed you to see your sin and how repulsed he is over that sin. Along with seeing your sin, he caused you to repent, and he showed you how your sin is forgiven through the death and resurrection of his Son. So where do we find the testimony of God? God has recorded his testimony of Jesus throughout all the Bible. God testified in the Old Testament through his prophets of the coming Messiah. In the New Testament, God gave testimony of his Son by proclaiming, "The Messiah has come." What is the context of 1 John? At the time of the writing of this epistle, false teachers were arising from within the church's own ranks and began infecting the church with false doctrine, and believers were being led astray from sound, fundamental apostolic teaching. John called these false teachers antichrists. He wrote the book of 1 John to oppose their teaching and to give assurance to those who were saved by the blood of Christ. This epistle was written to believers affirming that Jesus is the King, the anointed Christ, the Messiah, the Redeemer. 1 John was written to remove doubt, fear, and anxiety, which was creeping in to the hearts of believers because of these false teachings. The key verse in 1 John 5, in 1 John is chapter 5, verse 13. It's down just a little bit from where we read before. It says, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know you have eternal life." The perverted views of the Antichrist were attempting to destroy not only the true humanity of Jesus, but also his atonement for sins. Jesus is not only God, but also was it truly a man who actually suffered and died upon the cross in order to be an acceptable substitutionary sacrifice for sin. Hebrews 2:17 says, "Therefore he had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people." The biblical view of Jesus affirms his complete humanity as well as his deity. How does John refute the testimony of the Antichrist? Please look back at verse 9. It says, "We receive the testimony of men. The testimony of God is greater, for the testimony of God is this, that he has testified concerning his Son." John is saying that you've received the testimony of men. However, you have also received the testimony of God, and the testimony of God is greater. The testimony of Jesus Christ, as recorded by God, is truly greater than any testimony that we've heard from men. What else do we learn in 1 John 5, 9 through 12? Look at verse 10. "The one who believes in the Son of God has the testimony in himself. The one who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed in the testimony that God has given concerning his Son." The last part of verse 10 is describing the Antichrist. To those who do not believe in the Son of God, those who do not believe in God's testimony of his Son are calling God a liar. Calling God a liar is saying that Jesus is not who God said he was. Calling God a liar is rejecting his testimony of his Son. Rejection of Christ is an unpardonable sin and results in spending eternity in hell. Finally, in verses 11 and 12, God's testimony is clear. God gave assurance to those who believe in his Son. Verse 11 says, "And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has the life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." Christian, as we eat the bread and drink the juice, please celebrate with me the testimony of God's Son, which he has placed within us. Be reminded of where you came from and rejoice that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. If you are a believer but have unconfessed continual sin in your life, don't be overwhelmed by this sin. Confess it. Repent and turn away from it. Be restored to God and be restored and join us in communion. If you do not believe in the testimony of God that God has given concerning his Son, please do not participate in communion today. In your present state, you are calling God a liar and have no hope of heaven. But the solution is simple. Repent. Repent of your sins and believe in God's testimony of his Son. Then you may know that you have eternal life. The men will now bring the elements. Please take communion on your own when your heart is ready. Thank you.